a vegetable will respond to you. It's time to get fresh with Cheryl Weiser from the Puget Sound Fresh program at the Cascade Harvest Coalition. Each week she comes in and tells us what's coming into farmers markets and maybe in your garden. Today it's squash. And Cheryl, I think you know, we were talking about this at our meeting. Summer squash will be our topic. There was a big groan. And you were telling me earlier that you're not exactly right out of the chute excited about summer squash, but you have made an effort to figure out some things that we can do with it. Is that right?
I have decided that I need to give summer squash some love.
All right. We're adjusting our attitudes on summer squash.
We're adjusting our attitudes, yeah.
By the way, some of you maybe don't need your attitude adjusted. You can write to us, conversation@kuow.org, with your great summer squash recipes. And let's start as we always do, Cheryl. If you're at the farmer's market, how do you choose a good squash?
Well, I tell you this, you know, you really want to look for the smaller squash, because this is really key, because as we get into those big hulking squashes, the rind hardens and it loses its flavor. So you really want sort of the smaller ones. Actually, I've read we're kind of less than about 8 inches. So you're looking for ones that have a shiny, kind of taut, thin skin, nice, bright, fresh color. You know, again, you want to avoid the scarring or the soft spots. And if you look on the bottom, if you see any kind of a brown, like a rust color, then you don't want those because they're old. So the thing is that summer squash is what we call an immature squash. So it's not like our winter squashes. So it really has a nice, delicate flavor. And so that's what they are.
Is zucchini different than summer squash?
Zucchini is a summer squash. So there's essentially three kinds of summer squash. So you have your patty pan squash, which kind of looks like the flying saucers. Sometimes it's called scallopini. You also have yellow crookneck or yellow straight neck, and then you have zucchini. And within all of these squashes, there's all of these different kinds of hybrids. So with zucchini squash, you'll find that there's squash that will be speckled or striped. Oxbow Farms right now in their CSA has a green tiger stripe zucchini, and a big favorite in Seattle, according to Alvarez Farms, is Costata Romanesco, which is a zucchini that has ridges, and it's really good for grilling.
You know, you mentioned the smaller squash are better, and those of us who try growing squash notice they become monstrous in our garden before we even notice it. So I guess the advice there is to pick it while it's small?
Pick it while it's small, absolutely. So young and tender squash, small to medium in size.
Okay. What are the exciting things you can do with summer squash?
Well, I'm really excited about what I did for dinner last night. So what I did, because I was in a bit of a rush, I just took a zucchini, I grated it, and it grated beautifully. I threw in 2 eggs, some smoked paprika, some parsley, and some sea salt and a little black pepper, just cooked it up. And then I put some lovely Mountain Lodge. They have this beautiful goat chevre on top. And I had like a nice little side salad with it. And it was really satisfying. So that was just something really quick that I did. Zephyr Paquette, who's a great chef in town, she takes it and she shaves it. And she will just put a little salt on it and some fresh herbs, let it sit for about 10 seconds. Another good friend of mine, Lucy Norris, has a blog called Briny Life. And Lucy's from the Southwest. So this is a recipe called Calabacitas, which has corn in it. It has chilies. And it has Monterey Jack cheese.
Wow, my mouth is watering over squash. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, and they're just really quickly. So, you know, one thing you can do with squash is you can grate it, zucchini. Grate it, freeze it, use it later in the year. And I think, you know, particularly when we have kids and we want to sort of sneak some vegetables, you know, into their plate without them knowing it, it would be really great to throw into some tomato sauce and puree it. It has a ton of vitamin C, vitamin A, and fiber.
Good advice. Cheryl Weiser from the Puget Sound Fresh program at Cascade Harvest Coalition. And these recipes are at our webpage, kuow.org. Just look for the conversation. By the way, send us pictures of your fresh fruit and vegetables when they hit their peak and mail them to us, conversation@kuow.org. We want to see what they look like. Thanks a lot, Cheryl.
Thanks for having me.